Taurus coming top of the list of things that people don't look forward to in the summer, which I thought was wild. Bugs, I thought, would be higher, right?
Yeah, it's counterproductive, especially if you own a business. But I get it. It can be annoying.
1-800-330-9999. Top five most annoying things about Taurus. Jessica, number five.
Asking you to take pictures of them.
Oh, yeah. Would you mind? Can you just... Oh, let me look at it.
No, that's the worst.
The thing is, when they circle back, yeah.
Yeah, when they say, like, let me see, and then they ask you to do it again. And that has happened many times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm a good photographer. I know I did a good job because this is kind of what I do for a living is take pictures.
But you feel you've been rejected now.
Well, right. Yeah. It's like, what do you mean? I did it in portrait mode and regular, and I took different angles, and I did horizontal and vertical. What else do you want from me, lady?
The only way I'm asking you to take another shot, if you've done all that, is if I wasn't able to open my own phone and see the photos. That's the only way.
Sam, number four, most annoying thing that Taurus do.
Standing in the middle of a busy sidewalk. Get out of my way.
Oh. No, they got to check the phone. They got to see the GPS. They got to, it used to be a map. Nobody has a map anymore, but they're figuring out whether, especially in a city, this is a thing. So you hold up your phone. You think you're going to follow this to your destination, but your phone isn't picking up exactly where you are. So you're like walking in circles.
Oh, no, but when they stand still, they're standing there, like we have to figure out a way to go around you. Oh, it's nuts.
I love it when people do that in their car. It's the same thing. They just stop in the middle of the street while they figure out where it is they're going. Everybody else behind them is supposed to just stop, I guess, and wait.
Top five most annoying thing tourists do. Sarah, number three.
Ignore all traffic signs when they're driving. So irritating.
How do you even know that they're tourists, though, if they're driving?
Oh, I mean, the out-of-state plates and the fact that they feel like they don't have to pay attention to any of those rules.
Don't you ever find that when you're driving and an out of state like cuts you off or does anything, you assume that it's like somebody that doesn't belong here? You're like, learn the rules of the road. But like, how do you know that they just don't have a rental car or something?
Well, I mean, they could. Right. that's the thing about assumptions. But the good news is when I'm assuming, I'm the boss of that kingdom and I can decide whatever I want. And you know what? If you're from out of state and you cut me off, you're stupid. It's all your fault, not mine.
Steve, number two.
Yeah, it's got to be when they take off their shoes and socks in weird places. I don't get it. It's a weird tourist thing, and it drives me up the wall.
I think it's a European thing.
What?
When my husband travels overseas, he'll send me pictures of all the time when he travels, like on the trains, and there's always people sitting next to him that take their socks and shoes off on the train.
Wait a minute.
Everywhere he goes. All the time. He takes pictures and sends it to me. Otherwise, I wouldn't believe it either.
Outside in the world, people are just taking their shoes and socks off on a train.
The commuter trains, like if they take like one train from like Germany to whatever country is next to it, because everything is close by.
Something Germany annex.
Yeah. They take like 3-hour train rides to get to wherever the next country is. And like there'll be people on the train and they all take their shoes and socks off. He sends me pictures all the time.
That is so strange
to me. Isn't it weird?
Please put your shoes back on, tourist, sir. Imagine if that was happening in all different places around me right now.
Just on the train.
That'd be so weird.
Yeah, go into your city, all of a sudden you look over and they don't have any socks on.
You don't want to do it on this train, bro.
Melanie, number one.
When Americans go to other countries and they expect everyone to speak English.
Oh, that's turning the mirror on us.
Yep.
You're right. And I do. No, I don't. But I wish you would.
Oh, my gosh.
It just makes it hard, man, when I got to hold up my iGoogle. I'm trying to figure out whether or not I got my money right here on top of it. I feel very awkward and confused.
You're in their country.
You're right.
Yeah. Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's why it's terrible.
Uh-huh.
But I still want it.
Oh.